Today is September 25th, 2020, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. This is Patrick Lothian filling in for John Lothian. And now a note from John Lothian. The Financial Times says investors are anticipating a Joe Biden win in the upcoming U.S. presidential election. The Kremlin is increasingly alarmed about the prospects of a Biden win, according to a Bloomberg story. And Facebook took down networks linked to Russian disinformation, the New York Times reported, making the Kremlin's efforts to influence the U.S. election more difficult. EU companies are losing hope of a Brexit deal, Bloomberg reports, while also reporting that the Queen's banker, Coutts, is betting hundreds of millions on a Brexit deal. My money is on the Queen's banker. However, the UK's richest person, Jim Ratcliffe, has surfaced as a Monaco resident, Bloomberg reported, just to add more mystery to the Brexit debate. Meanwhile, Prince Charles has introduced a six-point plan to fight global warming. The Prince of Wales rolled out a six-step Marshall-like plan aimed at putting the world on a better footing to fight global warming. Lynn Merrick of Crane Chicago Business is reporting that the CME is making some changes to its overnight trading rules and settlement times for equity-linked products to better suit traders also active in related stock markets. The E-mini S&P close and similar products will be 3 p.m., not 3:15, as it has been forever. And Reuters says a key milestone of scrapping LIBOR is delayed until January. Your Kelly Loeffler news of the day is that U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has accused Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of bribing President Donald Trump with $50 million to push out her rival, Representative Doug Collins. Loeffler is in a jungle election with Republicans and Democrats, and it seems anything goes. This is all according to reporting by Matthew Chapman of Salon. SGX has the following notice atop their website. Please be informed that due to the website maintenance, there will be intermittent access to the site from 8 p.m. of September 26, 2020 to 8 p.m. of September 27, 2020, Singapore time. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. T0 has appointed former NASDAQ EVP John Jacobs to its board of directors. Also, Gene Hightower Solito was named CEO of Atomize LLC. Atomize LLC is in the U.S. arm of a global fintech platform that aims to digitize and modernize trading markets for products, assets, and commodities. John Lothian adds, have a great day and weekend, and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Now a note from Sarah Rudolph from the FIA. Registration is open for Expo V, which will take place virtually November 10th through 12th from 7:30 a.m. CST to 2 p.m. CST. Expo V focuses on shaping what's next in the clear derivatives industry as it continues to move forward and change, and will include keynote addresses, one-on-one interviews with exchange leaders, the Innovators Pavilion, and virtual trade show, and more. It is $100 for FIA members and $150 for non-members. You can register in the article below. And now some news from the first read section. Are markets in a bubble because traders live in one? Lack of diversity among investment managers contribute to groupthink. Recent equity price falls are rising concerns that the U.S. stock market, propped up by a herd of bulls detached from economic reality, has been in a bubble. The definition of a bubble, a cutoff world isolated from diverse interaction or plurality of views, reminds me of the market professionals I encountered in the 20 years as a hedge fund investor. I met exactly one other female partner. Most investment teams look like male Ivy League rowing crews. If the stock market is in a bubble, it is because traders live in one. A note from John Lothian, I am not sure about the bubble thing, but I always want to bet the house when trading. From Jillian Tett of FT, the next financial crisis may be coming soon. Fears of a credit crunch have already hit business confidence and worried banks. What probability do you give that there may be a new financial crisis? This month, the number crunchers at Oxford Economics, a research group, asked 162 global businesses this question. Their average answer was 20% over the next 2 years. That is twice as high as the perceived risk of a second global wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, and also, sadly, the probability of an early effective vaccine arriving. Note from John Lothian, we are in a financial crisis. A financial crisis is not just when the banks have trouble. It is also when people have trouble. And a lot of people are having financial issues because of unemployment and shifts in the way that the world is operating due to the pandemic. Maybe we need to redefine what financial crisis is. From John Dizzard of FT, remember 1929 when looking for a cause of the coming financial crisis. alarm bells are ringing in the market for commercial mortgage-backed securities. It has not yet been reconciled that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death significantly raises the likelihood of a U.S.-centric financial crisis this fall. The continued forbearance by lenders and bond trustees, the rule waiving, and the explicit belief that further fiscal stimulus have all depended on the assumption that Congress would be open to any negotiations between the parties. But the possibility of any agreement has been damaged by fury among Democrats at President Donald Trump's insistence that RBG's successor must be appointed before the election. A note from John Lothian, the soup lines should be a dead giveaway, or perhaps the minivans lined up at the food pantries. Colby Smith from FT, investors anticipate Joe Biden election win. Study by Servation suggests Donald Trump victory could jolt stocks higher. The majority of investors think Joe Biden will clinch the presidency from incumbent Donald Trump, according to a new survey of money managers in charge of $3 trillion of U.S. assets. The survey by UK pollster Servation found that 60% of the 91 investment professionals polled in September, most based in the U.S., believe Mr. Biden will win the upcoming matchup slated for November 3rd. That result is broadly expected to be negative on U.S. equities, and potentially also the dollar, depending on how the two main parties perform in congressional elections at the same time. Note from John Lothian, winning this election will give new meaning to winning. From Matthew Chapman of Salon, Matt Gaetz accuses GOP's Kelly Loeffler of bribing Trump with $50 million to push out her rival. On Thursday, the Daily Beast reported that Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, is accusing Senator Kelly Loeffler, Republican of Georgia, of offering President Donald Trump money for his re-election in return for helping her push out Representative Doug Collins, Republican of Georgia, out of the race. This is what a Loeffler team went to the Trump team with, said Gaetz at a campaign event for Collins. They went and said, look, you guys got to get Doug Collins out of this race. She said, I have $50 million for this project, and I can either spend $50 million getting new voters and helping the Trump campaign, or I can spend $50 million taking out Doug Collins. A note from John Lothian, $50 million could do a lot of good in this world. The Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is DAI. On March 12th through 13th, Maker, the protocol that creates DAI stablecoins, failed to adjust the price of Ethereum, ETH, a major component of the protocol's borrowing system, following an ETH crash. This resulted in a significant disruption of the Maker protocol, causing a large number of the users to lose $8.33 million worth of DAI through mass liquidations. DAI is pegged at the value of USD. On Tuesday, September 22nd, Maker's governing community voted to not compensate the users for their losses. And now today's top three. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's JP Morgan is set to pay $1 billion in record spoofing penalty. Second was the CME Group's notice of disciplinary action against Cargill for violating CBOT rules involving the soft red winter wheat market. Third was Bloomberg's how an Amazon bribery scheme became a $100 million swindle. If you shop at Amazon, this affects you. So that means everyone. This has been Patrick Lothian filling in for John Lothian. Everyone have a great weekend.